Although much of President Bush's focus last night was on Iraq, he also set out a national domestic agenda. His biggest ally in Congress for his proposals on health care, taxes, and the environment may be Tennessee Senator Bill Frist. The new Senate Majority Leader spoke with NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams at the Capitol shortly after the State of the Union address.
Since November, Frist, a lanky 50-year-old, has gone from being a member of the Republican minority in the Senate to being leader of the new Republican majority. He got the job after Senator Trent Lott resigned as the Senate's Republican leader. Last night, while most of the world was focused on the president's comments about Iraq, Frist, the heart surgeon, zeroed in on President Bush's health care proposals. He was particularly impressed by the idea of spending $15 billion over the next 5 years to fight AIDS in Africa and the Caribbean.
I was blown away, and I'll have to say, I'll bet you 10 years from now, when we look back, the single most important part of the speech will be this unprecedented commitment. What this president did tonight is took spending from $159 million and increased it on average $3.5 billion every year. Now, that is unbelievable. He mentioned his commitment in my conversations with him to prevention, care, and treatment. And you don't hear many people talk really about treatment, which gives hope to those 40 million people with AIDS today. We don't have a cure for this little virus today. We have no cure, period.
Senator Frist, you spoke about this tremendous commitment of money, $3 billion a year.
That's big bucks.
Over 5 years, $15 billion in all. Where's this money going to come from?
Well, you know, we're fighting a war on terrorism. We had the corporate scandals. We've had this recession. And you put all that together, and we have had to go from a surplus to deficit spending. There are investments that we need to make at this point in time. And what the president has said, that the moral tragedy of this little virus is so important to our sensibility as an American people, that yes, it is worth digging deep into our pockets in the same way we dig deep into our souls. This virus is destroying a whole continent of people that most Americans have never seen.
Many people may have been surprised to hear the president's proposals on Medicare in the State of the Union address. In fact, the Democrats spoke of it with alarm. Governor Locke said he thinks this is an effort to privatize Medicare. Senator Daschle said this is an effort to coerce elderly Americans to leave their doctor and force them into managed care. What was your response to this proposal?
Well, I listened very carefully because I have personally taken care of thousands of seniors as a physician in Medicare, and I know the value of the program. It has been a tremendous program since 1965, but we all know that it is not kept up to date in terms of preventive medicine. What the president said is, number one, if you're satisfied with Medicare today, do nothing, and you can keep exactly what you have. And that's important to say, I think, to seniors. But if you recognize that Medicare does not have preventive care at all, does not cover annual physical exams at all, does not cover prescription drugs at all, you are going to have the same choice that Bill Frist, United States Senator, has. Democrats say you're not going to be able to choose your own doctor. Empty rhetoric that the American people are tired of. We're going to address it in this United States Senate, and we're going to do it in a way that makes prescription drugs available.
How soon do you think you can get that done in the Senate?
6 months.
Well, I'm startled that you would say that. 6 months, that would be amazing.
Well, we're going to see. And I say this not with certainty, but as majority leader, I don't have very much power, really. The one thing I can do is can control what comes to the floor of the United States Senate. I can tell you that I'm absolutely committed to bring that to the floor of the United States Senate and develop plans that we can deliver care that seniors deserve.
Also on the medical front, the president promised money for vouchers for people who seek treatment for addiction to drugs or alcohol. Again, come as a surprise to you? What's your reaction?
Yes, it did. And what the president said, there are going to be 100,000 people a year who are going to have their drug addiction treated who otherwise would not. Although the president didn't spell out the program, I think what he's going to do is give a voucher, and you're addicted to drugs, you have no chance of getting treatment, you get the diagnosis, and you can take that voucher to whoever treats drug addiction the best.
Including churches.
Including churches. These faith-based initiatives have the highest success rates But right now, they have no means of reimbursement. Why? Because government doesn't reimburse churches. Yes, it's a voucher. It allows you to take that resource, which is your cure, and go get it at the very best place.
Back to traditional political topics. Were you convinced by the president's remarks tonight on Iraq?
I do. I would like for it not to be war. I would like for it to be continued pressure and have Saddam Hussein back down. I don't think that he will. I think it'll be this cat and mouse deceit that he has demonstrated over a 12-year period.
The president said we are winning the war on terror. Would you agree?
I do agree that we are winning the war, recognizing that. Do you ever win the war? I don't think so, and I don't want to be pessimistic, but I think we're making tremendous progress, and with a number of the initiatives that the president introduced tonight, that we'll continue to be able to successfully fight that war.
Last year in the State of the Union address, the president voiced the memorable phrase, axis of evil, and spoke about determinedly going after al-Qaeda and specifically Osama bin Laden. In this year's State of the Union address, Osama bin Laden's name wasn't mentioned. Were you surprised, disappointed?
It is interesting, though, the axis of evil. Not many people were thinking about Korea last year, and now not a day goes by that we as legislators don't focus on one of those elements of the axis of evil. Afghanistan, I think we've made, and Osama bin Laden, I think we have made real progress, whether it's measured in the number of people who have been interrogated, who have been eliminated from participation in terrorism. It's a battle we're going to have to continue to fight.
And in terms of your priorities, that Medicare package would be number one here in the Senate, HIV, the funding for the global
war. I think it's a good question, and I think the global HIV/AIDS, because it's a bill that I, in a bipartisan way, have already written, that you'll see that come to the floor fairly quickly. You will see the jobs package, growth package. I would put that number two, and number three, and probably my greatest priority, indeed, is health care. And I would add prescription drugs and improving Medicare is very high. But also, we got 40 million uninsured. It's a lot to do, but I'm excited about it.
Senator Frist, thanks so much for giving us this time. It's good to be with you.
Good. Thank you.
Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, a Republican from Tennessee. I'm Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.